Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm going to ask you to bear with me because my throat's a little dry, so yeah. Today's Parsha can be found in Deuteronomy 31:1 through 31:30. All along, if you would like to. Dear Lord, I just pray that these words would not be mine, but that you would just give me the words to say, and we would all learn something from this Parsha this week. And I just thank you for your Shabbat. And in your name, amen. Faith, endurance, courage, and assurance. These ideals are just some of the most important takeaways from this Parsha that I've noticed. They can be found throughout. This Parsha that I wrote is going to be focusing on courage out of those four. So we're going to look at the Parsha and see if we can spot them as we go through. Thank you. So, chapter 31, verse 1 through 3. Moses went and spoke all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to come and go. And the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross this Jordan. For it is the Lord your God who will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua is the one who will cross ahead of you, just as the Lord has spoken. Now in this first segment, the first thing that I can pick out is just the endurance of Moses. I mean, this guy is 120 years old. And, like, the first verse implies that he just recounted, like, the past couple of chapters, like, the whole thing to Israel, all that the Lord just told him, and he just spoke it all to Israel. And this guy is a guy who was, or maybe still is, slow of speech and a stutterer. And so either the Lord has healed him of that, or this speech took a really long time. But anyway, the point is that Moses has faithfully served God for over 40 years, since he began his ministry at 80, I think. But that's still a really long time. He ran with endurance the race before him, and the Lord was faithful, even when Moses was not. And now he is too old to continue, but the Lord has a contingency plan. Joshua. And whether or not this is out of the blue for him, or the Lord was training him up to this point, I don't know. But whether or not we think we are qualified or prepared, the Lord always knows best. Chapter 31, verses 4 through 6. The Lord will do to them just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will deliver them up before you, and you shall go with them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes before you. He will not fail you or forsake you. With this new responsibility, the Lord gives a hope and a promise to look forward to, and also encouragement to Joshua. This theme of being strong and courageous follows Joshua in this Parsha at least three times, and also in the book Joshua wrote on the conquest of Canaan. Now verses 7 through 8. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. And you shall give it to them as an inheritance. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Now, maybe Joshua was not the strongest of warriors. Maybe he wasn't the most courageous leader. And maybe that's why the Lord was blessing him with this encouragement. But I don't know for sure, but I can definitely relate to being afraid, whether just of circumstance or more commonly what the future holds, or how it can live up to the expectations of others. The fear that I won't be strong enough, or that I will fail those who I love. But the thing is, we aren't qualified to do the work that the Lord has for us.
Amen.
But the Lord is.
Amen.
Living in fear is something that feels as though if you let go, you will fall. That it's the only thing keeping you safe. That it's better not to try at all than to fail while trying. And these are all lies. The truth is this. Fear is what holds you down. Holds you down from soaring, not falling. Fear isolates you and tears you away from all that you hold dear. And fearing to act for what is good is the same as fighting for the side of evil. It is far better to fight on, despite the risk of failure, than never try at all. But the thing is, there will come those times when I will fail, and that I want to give up, or that I will run away, even when it's time to fight. So this begs the question, what is courage? And if I'm going to mess up, why even try? Answers to these questions can be found in the book in your hands. How can we hope that we can have strength and courage? Because the Lord will be with us wherever we go. Courage is action despite doubt, and faith without sight. It's letting go of fear so we can grab onto God, the only one who doesn't fail us and who will never fail us, the only one who won't fail, the only one who is strong enough, and the only one who has won over sin and over death and over the world. Maybe Joshua was lacking in strength and courage, but that's okay, for in all of our weaknesses, the Lord is strong. So much more than we can even imagine or could ever be. And in this, all the more glory goes to him whom all glory is due. Courage is not confidence in yourself over other men, but in the one who made you, and the only one who can pull me out of this mess that I've made. Real courage is faith, and the only thing in this world worth putting faith in is God. Now I'm going to read Joshua 1:9, which I feel directly relates to this parsha. This is later on, after Joshua has been commissioned, and this is like a reminder from the Lord. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Shabbat shalom.